As you can see from your program, we'd now very much like to have words of welcome and greeting from Dr. Augusta Kapner, President of the Borough of Manhattan Community College.
Thank you and good evening. It's certainly a pleasure to welcome each of you here tonight to Borough of Manhattan Community College and to the opening of this really stupendous conference. This international conference is dedicated to the life and the leadership of El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, known to us as Malcolm X, a great African-American leader and a hero. I also want to welcome you on behalf of the City University of New York, which is a university of 21 units, of 200,000 students, and of many colleges. On behalf of the student body of Borough Manhattan Community College, all 15,000 of them, and our 1,000 faculty and staff, welcome to this college, and I want to say that we are very proud to be sponsoring this conference here this evening and this weekend. As a community college, we consider it a part of our mission to be a resource to the communities which we serve, and you here tonight represent the community in our name and the communities that are within our reach. As an educational institution, we are proud to provide the facility and the atmosphere in which scholars, civic leaders, activists, researchers, theologians, historians, sociologists, political scientists, community people, and just plain folks can get together to discuss, analyze, and evaluate the life and leadership of Malcolm X. The success of this conference will be one which will show the way for many future conferences, we hope, dedicated to the scholarly and community approaches to defining history and planning for posterity. This conference is appropriately an educational conference, for Malcolm had deep faith in the value of education. In his own words, he said, "Education is an important element in the struggle for human rights, a passport to the future." This conference is also appropriately an international conference, for Malcolm's efforts against racism, oppression, and injustice extended to the entire African diaspora. For Malcolm, liberation for black people could not be limited to the United States because the circumstances of African peoples throughout the world, their destinies, and their liberation were inextricably linked. This conference, which focuses on the philosophy and the ramifications of radical politics and struggle, also focuses on the many sides of Malcolm's life and work. Malcolm the man, Malcolm the agitator, Malcolm and his spiritual side, Malcolm brilliant and articulate, a voice against injustice, Malcolm the courageous, who challenged black people to know their history, to stand up for themselves, and challenged the consciousness of racist societies around the world. To the long list of distinguished people and scholars who are here tonight, I want to welcome particularly our friends from not just New York City, but from New York State, from the Northeast region, from the entire United States, and from the many countries around the world that are represented here tonight. We're fortunate this evening to be in the company of such distinguished scholars as Dr. John Hendrick Clark, Alex Haley, Margaret Burroughs, C. Eric Lincoln, Amiri Baraka. Over the next few days, you are going to learn, teach, exchange ideas, debate, evaluate, analyze, plan for the future, and hopefully share in the joy of keeping this tremendous legacy alive. Leaders and heroes of the statue of Malcolm X are jewels. They come few and far between in a generation or in a lifetime. We need heroes. Our children need heroes. Those of us who intend to prepare our young people for the future must take it upon ourselves to select and preserve the history of our heroes. The implications of this conference are going to be very far-reaching. It has implications for the quality of education that we offer young people. It has implications for politics and organizing and strategizing. It has implications of how we will foster the collective consciousness of our society. So during the next few days, I think many things will emerge which we will be able to pass on to future generations. I wish that this conference will be able to attain its goals. I wish that it will reach many thousands of people and that it will celebrate this living legacy of Malcolm X. So again, I want to welcome you here to Borough Manhattan Community College and to this conference.